See? Perfect pitch. Hi, welcome to Nick Flanagan Weekly. I am Nick, and here we are. It's a solo episode. It's been a minute. You didn't think I had it in me, did you? But here I am, back with a solo episode. I hope you enjoyed my interviews that I released recently with Darren Paltrowitz and Paul Perry, and before that, Nick Nemiroff. Very masculine group of guests to start this off. I would love to talk to a lady. But I feel like if I say it that way, no lady will want to talk to me. I would love to talk to a lady on my show. I don't know. But, man it is, and I hope you enjoyed it. Here I am. I've been on a bit of a cat sit adventure. I think that's what sort of bit into me being able to really dig in, do solo apps, or rush around. I think it's been about 3 weeks. More of trying to take care of cats, other people's cats, make sure they're okay. There was Rita, now Spunky. Spunky's doing fine. They're repeat catstomers, just two cats that I've met before, that I've hung out with before, that I've had sleepovers with before, and they're nice. And barring catastrophe tomorrow, Spunky will be happy and free to hang out with his owners again. And let me tell you, Spunky's got a lot of heart. Everyone likes to say, oh, funny name. Spunky is what he is. He is Spunky, and he's got spunk. I actually posted a picture of him to my podcast Instagram if you want to see it. Did I mention this is Nick Flanagan Weekly? The podcast where you, the listener, get to hear me, the host, tell you things that I have been up to and sometimes talk to people. Yeah, the cats, it was happening, and then, I don't know, people, this whole resell adventure I'm on is going along. It's been kind of busy. It's funny. I've just been, you know, all of the stuff I've been buying, like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the movie by Steven Spielberg. He doesn't know why he's piling mashed potatoes and then going to do a thing. I don't remember what he does with them after the mashed potatoes, digging up an area so the aliens can see it. I'm buying random stuff. Suddenly I have a ton of random stuff, but turns out, little resell tip, if you list hundreds of things and they're vaguely decent, eventually quantity will win, and people will buy more of things from you because you have a lot of things to sell. So that's what's going on with me. Just was doing a lot of that, and it's cool. It's fun. It's nice. It's just that, and I've been doing comedy and other things, but, you know, it's weird having something like that as a constant. See, this is what I'm talking about with Spunky. Guys, he's jumped on the kitchen counter. He's perched over me like he's almost going to jump on me and try to eat me, but the dude has no teeth, so I'm safe from Spunky's wrath. I'm getting up at like 7 a.m. This is strange for me. Am I going back to bed after doing Spunky's medicine needs? Yes, but still, just the fact I'm getting up to do it is pat on the back for me. Do you have some pats on the back for ye for 2024? Let me know what they are. I'd love to know. Write weeklypodcast@gmail.com, weeklypodcast@gmail.com. I actually have an email I'd like to answer, so my boy Adam, I'm probably going to answer your email publicly that you sent me earlier. And then other than that, I put out my classic pre-show question. I go on Instagram, I write like a thing. Hey, let me know if you have any questions that you'd like me to answer on the podcast. I got two. One isn't a question, it's more of a comment. Record new wrong hole songs. Okay, thanks. Love you. I really appreciate that. You know, I like people saying they love me. It can be uncomfortable sometimes, but at other times, it's quite nice. And in this case, I'm pretty happy that someone likes my band Wrong Hole. That hasn't put out an album in like 10 years or something crazy. Hopefully we put one out. I think I've mentioned Andrew, my cohort in Wrong Hole, is closer in proximity to me these days. So hopefully that means I get to see him and we get to record some songs. Although I'm really not sure what to make songs about. You know, so much has happened in 10 years. We've had, I think Canada's basically had the same prime minister. America's had like three different presidents. Lots of things happened. There were probably 19 Marvel Universe movies. A lot happened. So I've got a lot of ground to cover. This might have to be a quintuple album. A lot of CDs. Yeah, we're going to put it out on CD. I'm buying CDs. So Wrong Hole must put out a CD. And the CD I most recently listened to, in case you're wondering, that I picked up is a soundtrack for the TV show Entourage. It's not the best. It's got a Travis Barker remix of Throw Some D's. So that's the answer to your comment. If a comment can have an answer, there will be Wrong Hole music, hopefully. But I've got to get in vocal shape. I've got to get into physical shape. I've got to be able to shape the music. That's a lot of shaping going on. So there will be some prep involved. Anyway, the other question I got was very interesting. It was from listener Fiona. Very appreciated listener. Now Fiona asked, or said, I don't know if this is a question or a comment or just a jump-off point for me to discuss. Fiona said, a little heavy, but how do you imagine your old age? If you do. Not heavy. Old age, you know, having been around older people now more than I had in the past, I will say I'll probably be pretty kooky. They're always pretty kooky. I don't know where I'll live, but I know that I want to have like a comfortable chair that reclines a bit and books, physical books. And like you walk in to visit me and there's like quiet music playing and I'm like reading a book and I sort of lower my glasses and I say hello. Like I want to be the kind of old person where the tea is already ready for my guests. I want to receive visitors. I want people to say, he's pretty spry considering all the things he's been through. And yeah, I don't know, walks and maybe blogging. I'll probably be blogging at that time. Although with the strange kind of oppositeness of my life, I feel like in my old age, I'll probably wind up somehow working more than I am now at the things I love. You know, this is like just how it is. When are CDs not popular? Exactly when I'm listening to them and buying them. When is Trump popular? Exactly when I hate him. Sorry to bring up Trump, or as many of you call him, 45. Boy, that's a situation, isn't it? In America? I don't like it. I mean, I'll go back there, but man, you guys got a thing going on. And hey, Canada's not that much better. I'm here in Toronto. Let me tell you, these drivers, they're acting crazy. And the weather, super hot. But then today there was hail and snow. I don't know. This is a strange time, and I'll take it. Because that's what we have. I have been doing something fun at this cat sit because of the age. Like, basically, my old age thing is I've been given a lot of examples of a perfectly lovely way to use later retired years, which is you get a bunch of books in your place. You sort of decorate it nicely. Not in a modern way, but not in a way that feels dusty. And you have a couple animals that entertain you. Some friends. You cycle. That seems to be a popular thing. You cycle or you look at birds. You like to bike or you like to look at birds. Can't be both. That's not true. It can totally be both. But they have a VHS player here. Another thing I'll probably have in my old age, a VHS player attached to a 100-year-old television. And, you know, I've been selling these VHS, picking them up and selling them. I said, well, what I should do here is I should take photos. I should test the product. So I've been watching VHS to make sure it works and to enjoy myself. First one I watched was none other than the film Tombstone, starring Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, and a cast of brilliant people. We're talking Michael Biehn. We're talking Billy Zane. Brilliant? Okay. We're talking Dana Delaney. We're talking Powers Booth. Bill Paxton. Sam Elliott. Really good cast. Have you seen Tombstone? It's fun. It's a fun movie. And Val Kilmer is fun too. Like, it sort of falls all over itself in certain ways, but it works just because it's so well made and the actors really, I think the actors really love that they're doing it, and that makes it really fun to watch, which is not a great compliment to a performer. And you looked like you were having fun up there, but I think because the costumes are so well done, the setting's perfect, the script is interesting. It's like anything sort of ridiculous or clunky in it. Now, in case you don't know the movie Tombstone, it's a Western from the mid to late 90s. It's about the story of Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, and the shootout at the OK Corral. So it's a really cool, it's got a great action scene with that shootout. It's got great kind of rivalries, great mustaches, and you know, watching it on a VHS, it's great because it's, you know, VHSs are like panned and scanned unless they are specifically a widescreen version, so they like crunch the image, so you're not even seeing the whole image that people saw in the theater. And it's like soothing for me to see that, some like weird tight close-up where you just see Kurt Russell's like nose, top of his mouth and eyes, and you're like, okay, pan and scan. This is a nice feeling. So I watched Tombstone, two thumbs up, and Terminator 2. I rewatched. That was a DVD, but I feel like DVDs when they came out, everyone's like, it's such a higher quality than video, and I guess it is. But it still felt very dimly lit. Anyway, Terminator 2, awesome. It was some special edition that added a bunch of scenes. Check that out if you're a Terminator head, because it's got some fun context scenes. Michael Biehn from Terminator. I always feel weird saying his name, like Sean Biehn, Michael Biehn, but it feels like it should be like Biehn. Anyway, that guy rules. That guy is like a harken back to, he was an 80s action hero, but putting him in a Western like Tombstone several years later, it really makes you think, wow, this is like a really good actor for things like Western. I don't know how many Westerns he was in, and I refuse to check. Terminator 2, man. Plus another, that's like one of those movies, I talked about this with the old Terminator ages ago, where, and another movie here is going to fall in that category, but you almost want to watch it on like DVD or VHS, but especially VHS, which I didn't watch this on, because like, it was made by James Cameron, who always wants to be like the top of the line of whatever technology he's working with. And at that time, he only had VHS to work with. So I think I watched Terminator on VHS. I watched Aliens on VHS. Those looked amazing on VHS. And I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying if you have the opportunity, give them a watch and see what you say. See what you say. And if what you say is something super cool, email me at the above earlier mentioned email address. I love talking about my email address, weeklypodcast@gmail.com. Anyone else having that thing where they keep telling your Gmail is full? What, I already got extra iCloud. Got Dropbox somehow. You want me to pay a buck for Gmail? No. Not unless you put a gun to my head. Don't put a gun to my head. So Terminator 2, I really watched that, this whole extra long special edition. Watched like a making of featurette. I'm pretty good on Terminator. Although I have that third one on VHS as well, Rise of the Machines. I have a feeling that's not good. So I might watch that, but I already feel myself stopping it early. Then, just the other night, I kept the Schwarzenegger train rolling, and he is such a fascinating actor. Because I don't think I view him like an actor. He's like a tool, you know? He's like, you can point a gun. You can look strong doing this. You can say these words. And Total Recall's awesome. It's directed by Paul Verhoeven, who did Starship Troopers and Basic Instinct and Spetters when he was in the Netherlands, starring Rutger Hauer. And all these other movies. You know, Paul Verhoeven is, come on, RoboCop. And Total Recall's awesome because it really just puts you in a world immediately. It doesn't really explain it. I can't remember if it's based on a book or what. But there's no explanation. They don't make it simple. It's like, it's an insane story. And they're just like, you have to roll with it. And the visual ideas are so cool. You've got Mars in there. And it's violent. So if you don't like a violent thing, it might not be for you. But it was really good. And then today, we put on Con Air. Because Nicolas Cage always gets play in this household. And by, I don't know about the House of Spunky, but in the, my house, traveling, rambling household, I will always put time into Nicolas Cage. And I don't think I've seen Con Air. I think it was like during some sort of film snob thing where I was arbitrarily deciding what I would or wouldn't see. And like I saw all those action movies that were like made by Asian directors. John Woo specifically. I saw Face Off, Broken Arrow. You know, to me, he was just another level of action. And I didn't want to see these ones that I felt were sort of riding the coattails of better movies to make a blockbuster hit and asking actors to personify people that were in less popular movies. Because that movie's got Con Air has John Malkovich and Ving Rhames and Steve Buscemi and Dave Chappelle is in it. I didn't know that. So we were watching it and we were honestly gripped. I cannot wait to finish Con Air. Another VHS hit. But here's something weird. Earlier this month, I saw a movie called Fate Safe by Todd Haynes, which is from about 1997, and it stars Julianne Moore. My God. I hadn't really seen... Now, Todd Haynes, you may know him. He directed A Single Man. He directed this movie called Carol. He just did a movie called May December, I believe. And his first movie was called The Karen Carpenter Story, and it had dolls. It was starring Barbies as Karen Carpenter and her brother and all the other characters in it. And I just thought it's supposed to be so good, but I've actually never seen it. And I did see Velvet Goldmine, which was like his second or third big movie, and I hated it. I hated it. It was the exact wrong time for me to see it. Because I just didn't view it through the lens of, like, a gay dude who loved the queerness of glam rock and David Bowie. I saw it through the lens of, like, I love the Stooges and this guy's supposed to be, like, Iggy Pop, but it was Ewan McGregor. And then it's not good under any circumstances. Sorry, Todd. I'm glad you got to make it. You're listening because I'm going to add your name as a hashtag on the SoundCloud tags list, which I'm sure has a far reach. I don't know. Was not feeling Velvet Goldmine. And then I watched some of Safe way back in the 90s. I was like, this is cool. But rewatching it, it is so awesome and still very like topical. And if you can give it a look, I really recommend you do. And Julianne Moore is incredible in it, of course. So Safe, two thumbs up as well. Wearing mask. Because it's safe. It's about an environmental allergy, basically, and a lot of other things. It's so cool. But here's like such a strange side fact. So I see Safe, right? And when the movie ends, I'm watching the credits, and I'm like, oh, Dean Norris played this like mover or something in it. You're like, who's Dean Morris? But you know who Dean Morris is. He played the brother-in-law Hank on Breaking Bad. a very memorable, huge character. And I guess in the 90s and even the 80s, he was just like in a bunch of movies in small parts. So there he is in Safe out of nowhere. Cool. I watched Terminator 2. Look at the credits. Who's in the credits for Terminator 2? Dean Norris from Breaking Bad. He's also in that. He's a SWAT team leader. All right. Watched Total Recall yesterday. Looking at the credits at the end. Dean Norris was in that too. I saw like three movies where Dean Norris has a small part in like 3 weeks without trying to. Now, I don't know what kind of a film festival you're having where you're just watching movies where Dean Norris has like no speaking role. That would be trying to. I'm going to try to see all the movies Dean Norris has ever been in. Some weirdos have probably done that because that's the age we live in. That's not how I roll. Incomplete attempts is what I do. So those are some fun facts. And I also found out that he plays a SWAT team leader in Terminator 2. He also plays a SWAT team leader in Gremlins 2, The New Batch. So, damn, you've been in some movies, Dean. New respect for you. He was also in a TV show called Under the Dome that I will never see. What else did I notice? My smile. Man, I used to think, oh, one of these people, I'll go out in the world with just like a little smile. I won't be afraid to just be smiling as I walk around, maybe even smile at someone if it seems appropriate. And yet I've also gotten into some arguments in public with people. Nothing major. Just, you know, the usual urban setting type of hostilities. So I'm walking, I'm smiling at people, and I'm like, I catch my smile in the window of a store, and I'm like, oh God, that's a demented smile. That's more like a smirk. I'm walking around thinking I'm making people, brightening people's day with the smile. No, I'm worrying them with a smirk. I'm preying on insecurities, looking like I'm smirking. And I've been told it looks like I'm smirking before, which is rarely my intent to smirk, whatever that means, to smirk. That was like a audio smirk I just gave you. But even if it's not a smirk I'm giving people, that smile was weird. It was like a squirrel who is planning on eating a hamburger that he knows isn't his or hers. So if you're out there smiling at people in public, good for you. But make sure it's a nice smile. I'm going to work on the next time I smile, if I do, trying to get it right. And that's one of my 2024 second quarter goals, because we are almost through that first quarter. Or are we through the first quarter of 2024? I don't know. I don't know math. Fractions is where I started losing the plot math-wise. I mean, there's just, like, a lot to catch up on, and that's some of it. I'd also like to talk about the Just for Laughs situation where the comedy, what do you call it, stalwart, the comedy juggernaut Just for Laughs, one of the few recognizable goals for many comedians to perform at, to be part of, a place where you felt like you had an off chance of leveling up your career if you performed at this Canadian comedy festival that was also global, as in Americans flocked to it, all the industry came to it, deals were made, connections, networking, being in Montreal, bagels, free accommodations, all the kind of thing you thought you'd get it just for. It's over. For now, they've gone bankrupt and they've canceled the festivals this year, the Toronto one and the Montreal one. But I'm going to talk about that later. I haven't settled into a thought process. Let's just say it's a big, crazy thing. And things are changing. The world is shifting around. And I'm here to help you walk together into the fire that is the new world. but I'm nothing like Christopher Columbus, even though I keep talking about the New World. And I'm nothing like Aldous Huxley, the maker of the book Brave New World, that I don't recall that well. But apparently it's like trippy and dystopian. Other stuff, I'm in an ADHD workflow. I was doing some ADHD workflow groups where, like, there's these tools that you can set meetings and stuff. I might have talked about that at the last thing I recorded, but that's a work in progress. But I think I might have found one that's, like, really inexpensive. It's called FocusMate. I'm going to try that, and I'll get back to you. If I think it works, you'll be hearing more. All right. I poured a small gin and tonic because I'm celebrating that I'm doing this. Very dangerous with ADHD is to reward yourself during or before actually accomplishing the thing. But I'm done the episode. So I got through it. There's still like half of a cup left. I'm going to drink it. Don't tell my mom. All right. You are awesome. I hope that the year is going okay. I know it's challenging. Lots of challenges. We are trying. So I hope you're having some smiles and laughs. And if you want to write the podcast, like I said, weeklypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to support the podcast, because I got a little bit of support recently, you can go to ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/Nick Flanagan, even patreon.com/Nick Flanagan if you want. Or you can even go to my eBay store, which is called Optional Necessities. And if there's something you like, let me know. We can work out a deal. Got a lot of shows coming up. Maybe I'll mention those next episode, or I'll post about them. Take care. Enjoy yourselves.